Okay, everyone, I thought I'd do an unboxing. I've never done one before, but this is not something I bought for pleasure. My guide dog's food arrived today. I'm just going to plug it in from the box. Lift it up, not like, there you go. To lift it. I've been a bit careful because of my back, but my back is actually okay this morning or this afternoon. Now I've noticed on this box, since you'll have to excuse the kettle going in the background, that it doesn't open on the top like they normally do. You have to lay it down on its side, and I'm going to just, I can usually undo the sellotape without scissors, but do you know, I can't be bothered this morning, so I hope I don't pierce the bag. It's quite small. Okay. There we go. Bag open. It's much easier than normal ones. I've got to tear this box up in a minute. I'm going to get this bag out. I'm a bit worried about my back. It's 15 kg, which is normally nothing. Get out of the way, dog, unless you want to have your head cut off. Yes, it's food, not yours. I'm trying to... Which is the top end of the bag? Let's get it out of the box now. Go away! It's lamby, by the way. It's out the box. Get out! It's really irritating when I'm trying to do something. And every time I move my elbow, I smash it into his head. I don't mean to. I'm standing it up now. And I'm just going to take the box out of the way because I need to get to this cupboard and it's right in front of it. Box, your life is ended. What did I do with the scissors? I've probably left them on the floor now. I'll be looking for them. I'll put them on the side. Okay. I need them to cut them. I'll cut the top of the bag open now. She probably will pull open. Let me turn it around this way. Oh, I'm feeling a bit... weary. I can't be bothered. That's my, I'm not weary, just can't be bothered. Okay. How do I open this now? I can complete balls off of it. Excuse my French. Right, Lammy. I don't like you too hard. I'll rip it. And then the easiest thing to open, but we're getting there now. I don't really need scissors, and I'm not using them. They're almost there. There, it's open now. Now comes the difficult bit. The bin I've got is on wheels, but the trouble with it is it's got a lid on it, and the lid makes it tip over, so I have to stand it up against something. If I can get it out of the cupboard, hoover in the world. Right, I've got the bin now. It's nearly empty. Okay. Very nearly empty. I'm just going to bend it. It came with a like a measuring scoop. I've got two tins in here. What do I need two tins for? I'm going to chuck one of those. Okay, I don't need two tins. Here we go, this is the fun bit. Now, where's my phone? So you've got the full sound. This going in, and probably going all over the floor. Oh, shit, it's heavy. I'm going to have to move the bin because it's not giving me room to manoeuvre. I've probably done my back in completely now. Okay. I don't usually have any trouble with this, but... Picked it up. This is the annoying thing. I think I'm going to take the lid off. What you do is you lift it up, and now I've had to put it down again. Because it's on wheels, I'm taking the lid off now. Because it's on wheels, when you it moves, the lid shuts, and then it's a bit like. Because it's the second attempt, and the first attempt went wrong with his lid. Here we go. Does that make a nice noise? Now ready? Oops, I dropped some on the floor. I know which way it goes. Now, when I was at the hospital the other day, actually, when I see the dietitian, I have to every 6 months see the dietitian to see how I can't get my back on now. Okay, I hate these things. I have to see the dietitian to probably gone and done my back in another place now, so at least I know what did it. It doesn't hurt, it just feels a bit tight. I've got to stretch this plastic thing, it hurts your hands. I've got one side in, or if you lift it up sometimes you can get in better. Come on, you little bugger, get in. Or did I take you off? I had to, because otherwise you slide across the floor. Come on! Oh, I've done it, I think. No, I haven't. No, I haven't. Have I done it? I've nearly got it. Oh, I just want to find go. yeah. I'll have to do a strength test to see if my muscles have deteriorated, which they haven't. They've actually improved. You get this thing, it's like, it's a thing, it's like, I'm just trying to think what it's like. It's a bit like a tin opener where there's two arms that come apart. I mean, it's not really like that, but it's got a thing that measures on it. It must have some kind of batteries in it. And you know, both sides have come out. Let me have a look at it properly. I would have thought this is going to be the most hassle. The worst comes to the worst, I can just shut it at the front, but I'd rather get it back on. It does go back on, but it doesn't look like it fits. But I took it off, so it does. Yeah, you have to squeeze these things. I think I was trying to get it back in the wrong place. You have to squeeze, you do one hand first. I think I did my left hand first. You squeeze it as hard as you can, like you're trying to crush something. You squeeze the two like arms of the thing together. Then you do your other hand. And mine's gone up quite a lot. The last couple of times it stayed the same, but she said it's very unusual for someone's to go up. So I was quite pleased about that. Very pleased, in fact. Oh, come on. It's useful having it on wheels, but it does tend to just take off and have a mind of its own when you're trying to fill it. If you have to lean the bag on the top of the bin, which is what I do, so that I can guide the top in, I don't just like lifting it above it, and then I haven't got the strength to lift it high enough really to do that. If it's a man, I'm sure they could, but hey ho, who needs a man? Well, I mean, there are things that you do need a man for, but this isn't one of them. Now let me find, let me get rid of that bag. Let's put the tin and the measuring cup thing back in. Now I'll probably get a bit cursing when I try and put this back in the cupboard. Okay, close it up. We don't want anyone helping themselves now that it's full. Now, get it back up. Go away. Ooh, excuse me. Hey ho. Now, did I make my cup of tea or didn't I? I run out of Tassimo tea. I didn't. Run out of Tassimo tea, but I've got my shopping coming between 3 and 4 this afternoon. I charged me £1 for it, really, the amount I spent. Basically £275. They should have given me it for nothing. Bloody cheek. Roland's here because he likes putting it all away, and I hate it. Are you eating the bits off the floor? Good, I don't want knives. No. Niall doesn't come in the kitchen unless I call him for his food or he comes to get a drink. He knows better. Whether he comes in here when I'm in bed and scrounges around the floor, it wouldn't surprise me, but he daren't do it in front of me. I don't really want any dogs in the kitchen, to be honest, because it's dangerous. This little one gets under my feet, but I can't really stop him because the only way I can stop him is to close the door when I'm in here. And then he creates merry hell outside, so it's just not worth it. If I'm just going to be doing something like carrying boiling water across to drain pasta or potatoes or something, I do shut him out just for that time. Now I'm going to get rid of this box now. Last week the bin men did something really dumb. They didn't pick up my cardboard or my food waste. Now I had a good clear out of my fridge, and Roland had his birthday party, and so there was some food left over, and my food waste bin was quite full. Excuse me tearing this up. I might just open it out actually. They didn't take that, and they didn't take the cardboard because obviously it had been his birthday, we had extra stuff, and I have 7 boxes a week of my dialysis bag that contain my dialysis bag, so they take up all the space anyway. I didn't realise they hadn't taken the rubbish till Friday night because I hadn't been out there. And I thought, oh no, because then you can't report it till Monday. And then they say it takes 2 working days. So I rang them up and they said, which way did they forget? And didn't they take? And I said, it was just my food waste and the cardboard. Because that week it was domestic waste. I've got 2 great big wheelie bins that were absolutely overflowing. They took that. It's different people, you see, they come round. The cardboard and food waste come round in the morning, like early, about 7:30, 7 o'clock, and then the other people come round like about 11. So they took it, but the other lot didn't. They missed it. So they said, okay, we've logged it. It'll take 2 working days. Meanwhile, I had 2 containers of plastic and bottles and glass and all that, which were full already, and that's not to be due to be picked up till tomorrow. So yesterday afternoon, Obi looked out the window and he said, oh, the bin men are here. It's a different company. It's normally they're called Viola or something like that. I forget what he said this one's called. It's different anyway. So they took it, and then in the evening I went to put some stuff out. Nice empty paper bins, even though they left them tipped upside down. Nice empty plastic bins. Why did they take my plastic? It wasn't due last week. It's not due till tomorrow. Anyway. Nice full food waste. So I'm not really happy about it. It's not worth bringing up again because they're coming to pick it up tomorrow. But the point is, if they miss it again, if it's a different crew and they miss it again, then I'm going to be overrun with rotten food because it's no joke from the day before, the week before. And it's all sealed up in there, but it's nearly full, so I don't really want. I don't know what to do with it. I actually have got another food waste bin that someone left here when I moved in, and they've used it to mix concrete or something. There's all like hard cement in the bottom, but I could put some in there if I'm desperate. I don't really want to have to start. I've already got two wheelie bins, two paper bins, and two glass and plastic bins. I don't really want to start two food waste bins as well. Nearly done. I'm just tearing this up into manageable pieces because then it's easier to put in the bin out there. I've already got a backlog. That's another thing, I've still got a backlog from last week because when the bins got so overflowing and they didn't take them, there's no way we could put any more stuff in there because it's just all going to fall out. So I've got one of my dialysis boxes full of cardboard and plus some extra boxes that need to go out today for tomorrow. So I'll do that as well. This box isn't a bit tough. Not as tough as some. I think one of the toughest ones I had to get rid of was Connor's PlayStation or Xbox box. No, Xbox. This is causing me a bit of a problem. I'll just get that open, this bit off, and the next bit open, I'll be done. I hate all the sellotape they put on it. That's I know they need to sometimes, but now if I can just unfold this, I think I might have to do any more tearing. Great big load of sellotape there, which I've just undone with my fingers. Yeah, I've flat this now, yeah, that's it. Fold that in to three. Great big pile of cardboard I've got now. So I think I'm going to pause this now, say goodbye for now, and go and stick it in. I picked it all up now and I don't want to have to put it down. Let me go and quickly do this. I'll leave my phone there. Oops, what's that I've left on the floor? Bit of paper. Come back! Thank you. It's just a tiny bit that came off the cardboard. Let me just go and get rid of this crap. I think I need to have a cup of tea now. I haven't had one. Oh, I forgot to sleep that out, didn't I? I'm not blind or what. Hold on, let me just take the bag and that can go out as well. I'll take my phone with me. I can manage the phone and that. Come on, phone. Now. I did actually order Niall some different food from Tesco's because I was worried he was going to run right out. So I did keep forgetting to phone up. But the thing is, they don't do his one. They don't do that one, Tesco's. They don't do any royal canning that I'm aware. And he has Maxi Sensible. I don't even think they sell that. They don't even sell that in Pets at Home. I don't know if they do online, but they certainly don't in the shop because when I was at my mum's last fire, I'd only just got a new bin of food and the fire brigade told me not to touch any of the food because it's contaminated. There's the other lot of stuff I've got to pull out. I'll do that in a minute. Not to touch any food, and I told guide dogs. Got my phone. Hey-ho. And they said chuck it away and order a new box. I don't pay for my dog's food. If I was working, I would, but it's quite expensive. I think it's about £60 a bag or something like that.
and it lasts about 6 weeks. If I was working, I would pay for it, because, you know, I wouldn't want to be a scrounger, but I'm not working, so things can be tight at times. But I do buy him other food to go with it, and chews and toys, and, you know, I do spend money on him. Where have I put my phone? Put it down. I didn't put it in the food waste bin, did I? I just put a tea bag in the food waste bin. Now, where's my phone? I can't find it. Oh, how awful. How blind. No. Ooh. There it is. I got it. Now. Mammy's having a drink. And I'm going to go and sit down and... I'll be left at 5:30 this morning. I have had a text message and a quick phone call. Well, I had a phone call of him on his way, but I had a quick phone call since then to say he's getting on okay. I don't know what sort of work he's doing. I haven't let the cats out yet today, so I'm just going to let them out. Unless one of the kids let them out. Connor's home today. It's his day off. Good afternoon, everyone. Hello. That's Candice. Pinky? That's Candice. Pinky? That's Pinky that's purring and that cried the first time. Where's Big Chief Wackaboo? You've got no dried food left. Hold on. I don't think there's any more left in here. I've got to get a new bag. I'll get you some in a minute. Right, let me just let you out and I'll get you some more dried food. I've got to open a new bag. Oh, I'm going to be doing another... I don't suppose I'll do it on all my food, but I've ordered them a bag of food from Tesco's, and that's going to go in their little bin. It's not a big one like Niles, but it's similar. He's got pictures of dogs on. I think it came from Pets at Home. Theirs has got pictures of cats on. Okay. Hello, everyone. This is my thrilling day. The highlight... being unboxing some dog food. It's a nice day. It's really autumnal. It's a bit of a breeze, you might be able to hear. It's going to be a culture shock when them kids come back from the summer holidays. It's warm, it's sunny. It's really nice, actually. It's a bit of a breeze. It's not as windy as it has been. I think I might go and sit in the garden. I think we're supposed to get some showers. That's the only thing. But Amy's just going out the door. Niall! Oh, good boy, you're here. Did you hear me doing your food out there? I bet you were thinking, it's not... food time yet, is it? Is it? Oh, it's not. I'm afraid to say, so you can get your bone. Okay, folks, I'm waffling about naffled as usual. Oh, I didn't get to sleep at all. We'll put it this way, I was still awake when my alarm went off at 5. My back seems a lot better, though. I think the hot water bottle did the trick, because... it may be just that the muscles were sore and tense, and putting the hot water bottle on just relaxed them. And every time I turned over, and it's probably a good job that I was awake, because I could keep turning over and moving around, and then because I was awake, I would move the hot water bottle to the appropriate position. Whereas if I'd have been asleep turning over, I probably wouldn't have moved. And then, or if I did move, then I wouldn't have obviously moved the hot water bottle. I went to sleep. I don't know what time I went to sleep. It was after 6, because I was still awake when Obi left, and then I think I just dropped off and he called me at 6:20. He called me and said he was at Charing Cross already, because I looked up the times of the trains for him, and there was one at 6:09 and there was one at 6:24, but he got the 5:53. So I don't know how he did that, whether he got the bus, because walking from here to Orpington Station takes about 40 minutes, I'd say. And he left here at 5:30, and he had to top up his Oyster card. He must have got a bus. But even so, he must have run, I think. Because even if he'd got the bus, if he'd got the R4, But I don't even know if that starts running till 6 anyway. But if you had got that, it takes about 12 to 15 minutes. 15 minutes to get down the station. Maybe he didn't put his Oyster, top up his Oyster card. Anyway, he got, he sent me a text at 7:31 to say he was at Wilson Junction and he'd met his contact, the person he was working with or for. So that was good. He didn't start till 8, so he probably doesn't need to leave quite that early. But on the first day when he didn't quite know where he was going, because I looked it up for him, because I didn't know. I can't remember how to get to Wilson Junction. I've been there, because I think I applied for a job there years ago. And then I think it was when I lived in Wandsworth. I got called to jury service in Wilson Junction, but I refused it on the grounds that it was too far for me to get every morning, which it was, because I was living a long way from there. And I'd moved, and they still had me down as living nearer to there. And I think the letter was forwarded on to me at my new address, but they let me off anyway, because they said, I wouldn't have minded doing it, but you know what I mean? It was just too far. It was going to take me like an hour and 2 hours every morning to get there, but you had to be there by 9 o'clock. And I thought, do you know what? This was before I moved down this way and was commuting, and I was doing an hour and a half, hour and three quarters every day anyway. So he had to go Charing Cross, Bakerloo line to Queen's Park, and then get on the Harrow and Wealdstone train and get off at Wilson Junction. But anyway, he managed it. He doesn't really know the underground system. I don't know all the lines. Some of them I know better than others. But you can always find it out, can't you? You know, some of them I've used all the time, like the Central Line, the Victoria Line, and to a certain extent, Piccadilly Line. I get confused with the Northern Line because it's got different branches. Bakerloo, I've never really used that much. I have used it, but not. And the Jubilee, or the Metropolitan Line, I've used a lot. Circle Line District, obviously. But the, I don't really know up that way that well. But as I said, he's not going to stay working there anyway. They said he's going to be all over the underground, so we wonder where he's going to be tomorrow. I said, as soon as you know, let me know, and then I can find out. If I don't know, I'll find out how you get there. But at least he's getting to know his way round on the network. He will do by the end of this anyway. And that's quite a good thing. And I really did it this year, want to go and do, like when the weather was good, go and do some, like, taking around some of the London sites, because I've never even been on them to see most of them myself. But I felt a lot better than I did at the beginning of the year. I'm hoping next year is going to be, it's better to go in the summer when the weather's nice, I think. So one of the things I want to do is go on the London Eye and take him on the London Eye and, I don't know, just go around on one of those open-top buses to see all the sites, like Buckingham Palace and all that, and go to Trafalgar Square and, I don't know, Houses of Parliament, all round there. Tower of London's a very interesting place. Some of the museums, maybe. I don't know if the museums are really interesting that much, but some of them might do. Niall, I'm not talking to you. But you think I am, so that's okay. Wag, wag, wag. Do you wag your tail all the time? Do you? You do? Are you dumb? Oh, he gets up when he says, oh, that's really good news. You're an idiot dog, you are. Why did I get such an idiot dog? I'm used to females and they seem to have a bit of more. Oh, he's lovely. He's a lovely dog. But females, I think, are a bit sharper. They're probably a bit more sensible. You're just a bit of a dimwit. You're not. You work. He's a very good worker, actually. Hey, what the duck? Come here a minute. Hey, come here. Oh. Come here. Sit. Sorry, I shouldn't have said sit. Like, leave that. Leave it a minute. Leave it. Let me have a look at that. Leave it. Get off, Lammy. Oh, this. All right, I'm not playing. I'm not. Stop it. You two. Go away. Now, I just want to look at this ring. I thought that ring was the one that my nephew... Oh, I thought that was the one that he broke. It must have been he's got three rings linked together, and I thought it was one of those, because my nephew was pulling the ring with him with his teeth. He's 24. He's not a baby, and it broke. And I thought it was one of these rings, and I was really cross, but it was just his normal rubber ring, but I'm still a bit cross about that. I will get him a new one. And Obi broke a ring, but he wasn't doing it with his mouth. He was just pulling it. And it wasn't a ring, but it was like a figure of eight thing. But not one of those really flimsy ones. It was thick, solid rubber. And I was cross with him as well. Don't you lot go breaking my dog's toys. I have enough on other people's dogs. Always other people's dogs have always come into my house and chewed their toys. My dogs have never really chewed their toys much. I mean, they might have chewed the odd one here and there. None of them. But you can bet your life I've had other people's dogs come into my house and single-handedly wreck four or five toys in a weekend. It'll half piss you off in the end. But anyway, that's another story. You end up hiding them when they know they're coming. That's the secret. But he's not a wrecker. He likes soft toys. We actually haven't got any soft toys at the moment. They don't. They last a long time. But after the fire, I never really... We did have one bone, but Lammy liked that, and he ended up tearing it because he does... Occasionally, Lammy will rip open a soft toy and disembowel it, which is what he eventually did to this bone. But Niall likes soft toys. He just likes carrying them around. But he's just as happy with the other ones. He likes squeaky toys. He likes pull toys. Anyway, I'm off.